started in Manchester, Hoffman, Reverend Sanchez.
Good morning. Let me begin with two medrash, please, and then we'll ask another 12 questions on the parasha, and then we'll get somewhere, I hope. On the pasuk, which introduces the parasha of Shiduchim, of the Shlichus of Besuel, the pasuk says, Avram zokin bo bayomim, Vashem beirach as Avram bakol. Maybe we should bless Avram with everything. Says the medrash, in Tanchuma, ilamdeinu rabbi, teach us, O master. A person is riding on a donkey and is trying to daven. What should he do? Ketzed yaseh? Kach shonu Rabbi Yosenu. It's a Mishnah in the fourth chapter of the prophets. Hayorechev al hachamer v'gia zman tefila. Yeh, v'eini yachol eired. Chavin is bono. Look in that direction towards your shlein. V'eini yachol after is bono. What should you do? Yeh, chavin is libe. You can again. Kodshay kadosh. Right? In other words, the person is on a donkey, and Chavad Al say he can't be Machshav Pnuya because his money is on the Chamur, or he's scared of Listiv, Goyim, whatever. So he can't leave the Chamur. Chavad is Ponov, he can't do that. Chavad is leaving. Which is a. And then the Medrash continues, V'ein l'cha odom shekivin libe v'dayti l'tfil l'kavram avinu. No one else has this Kavona l'kavram avinu. Because he told the Abish to Khalil Lacham Yasuz Kadov Razel by Stoim. And when the Abish heard that Avram doesn't want to be Machr in the world, therefore he's Mishabeyachim. Which is wonderful. Very interesting medrash. What in the world does how you daven Shmoneh Esrei when you're on a donkey got to do with Avram Zokin Baba Yavar? Catch me more. I don't know for sure. Catch number one. Another medrash, please. On the same positive, Avram Zokin, Baba Yom, Vashaber, Avram Bakol. In what way did the Abish bless Avram Bakol everything? That refers to Eliezer, Eved Avram, upon whom it says, HaMoishel B'chol Ashur. Right? Mikan Omru, from here our sages deduced, Ali Potter, Oder B'chaveire, Ela Mitech Dvar Aloch. You take leave of a friend, tell him a Dvar Aloch. What in the world does that know? Hello? Eliezer, Barkol, right? Mish Bakol Bakol Ashaloi. Therefore, Ali Potter, Odom Yechaveir, Odom Tachvar Aloch. Elsewhere, there's another Medrash Pliya. When Ali Potter, Odom Yechaveir, Elom Yechaveir, Aloch, my Dvar Aloch, Yochid Verabim, Aloch, Kara. Hello? This is like, what is Yochid Verabim, what do they got to do with Aloch, what do they got to do with Eliezer, Eved Avram, Amoishim B'chol Ashur. To understand these two or three questions, let me pose another 10 questions. The Medrash says in Tachuma, Vashem Be'er Avram Bakol, Lomo, why did the Abish bless Avram Avinu? Because the Pasuk says in Yeshayah, Kapitel Nun Aleph, Ki Echad Karosiv Avrachev. I called Avram Echad, and therefore I blessed him. Hello? Lomo, why did the Abish, I can give you 3,000 reasons why the Abish wanted to bless Avram Avinu. We Lomo. He's a tzaddik yisraelim. He's the father of the Jewish people. Look, me lomo. And what is the raya from the pasuk? Echad Avram. I was Avram. Echad karosiv. What's going on? Fifth question. The Medrash Rabbah brings the pasuk in Tilim. Yof yofisa mibnei odom husa chaybis of zisecha. You were double expression of yofi, of beauty. Nisyafisa bel yoinim, you became beloved, beautiful in el yoinim, because when the unfortunate Medrash said, when the Pasuk says, Hein er alim tzak chutzah, when the Avram got held by the Akedah, so the Malachim give out, they were screaming in heaven to spare you. So Avram had a great place in heaven, he was beloved in heaven, and he was Nisyafisa betaktoinim. Because the Pasuk in the Sipparish says, Nesil Likim, Atzuk Nesachim. Therefore, Al Kebe Rachel Likim, the Oilam, as the Pasuk continues, Vashem Beirach as Avram Bakal. What in the world is Pshat in this Medrash? What does the Avram's Nis Yafisa, Bel Jerinim, and Tachtoinim got to do with what? Therefore, very sure Medrash. Next, the Medrash says, Vashem, Avram Zokim Baba Yomim, says the Medrash, the Pasuk in Mishlei, Ateres Tiferes Seva, Bedera Tzedaka Timotzi, who is referred to Avraham Avinu, that because he was great in the midst of Tzedaka, therefore what? He was Zeicha to Avraham Zokin, he reached Zikna. Would Tzedaka come in the picture? Elsewhere, the Medrash says, why was he? Because the Pasuk says, L'man Hashem Yitzav Ezbanav Ezbeisi Acharov, etc., etc. Therefore, he was Zeicha to Zikna. Elsewhere, the Medrash says, this is the Pasuk, Shulim Beveis Hashem, Bechatzis Solekeni Yafrichu, or Yenuvun B'Seva, B'Seva, the gate of Avraham. What did they kind of do at the beginning of the Pasuk? Shulim Beveis Hashem. Okay, now. All the Mepharshim asks, question number 8, Hashem Beirach and Bakol, the Mamish Gevaldi Gebrachas. I, we have a principle, Schar Mitzvah Be'alma, Lek, the Avis and Reward. Number 9, the fellow who's carrying out the Shlichus is Eliezer, yeah? Chazal are mafling in the godless, the mile of Eliezer. Chazal say, Shoyaziv Iknunoi, the face of Eliezer, was doing me look like Avraham Avinu. What that means exactly, physically, I don't know, like he was from, either he was from Einigel of Canaan, or the son of Nimrod, or what did he mean, they look like Avraham Vesa? But in Rochni, right? Just like Avraham, he was master over his own Yitzhak. Elsewhere, the Gemara says, the Yuma, Yimeim, Shav, Yisein, Ule Parshim, Yeshivi, Avraham was a Zokin, Yeshiva. So to Eliezer was a Zokin, and he was Moshe B'Torah's rabbi, completely grasped the Torah of Avraham. Damesik Eliezer, she had doyle mashke B'Torah's shul. Hello? So Eliezer must have been an Odom Godel Manoke, compared to Avraham Avin. And then Rashi tells us, when he repeats the story to Besuel, Ulai L'Soyvi, I told my master, Ulai L'Soyvi, says Rashi, Eliziv, that he had a daughter who wouldn't want to be a Meshadich, to be a Mechutin with the Sadik Ador. Or Ber'ei likes it, right? Said Avram to Eliezer, Als Gitten Fein, or Ber'ata Orr Ubeni Baruch Vein Orr Mesdabik Bevor. You're cursed. But Allah is Einmeiles. He should be Yitzra'or is De'ilu Mashra. Or Ber, you're cursed. I'm blessed. Yeah. No Shidduchim. Then the Pasuk says, right, afterwards, Lovan comes running to him when he sees all the gold, etc., the jewelry. Boy, Baruch Hashem, Chazal say in Medrash, that because Eliezer was Mishoris, the Monus, the Shlichus of Avraham Avinu, therefore he left from Klal Or and entered, he became blessed. He's, I don't know for how many years, he's serving Avraham in a month, day and night, whatever. But all his milas, the mission. At this shlichus of the first Yiddish Shidduch, now he's no longer or he becomes Baruch. What happened here? Question number 10, anyone know? What happened to Eliezer? Right. So the Arizal tells us in Kutte Torah in this week's parsha, so in Sefer Gilgula, the neshama of Eliezer was Nisgalgo. I said this before. Know anybody? He became Kolei Ben Yifuna. By Kolei Ben, by the Chidos, I can use 3,000 gematrias, I got no time to pray. Looking at the Caliph and the result for yourself. If you want, but the Chidos says the famous Enoch. Kolei Ben Milua is gematria Eliezer Bechevin. How do you like that? That's why I'm all the Meraglim, 12 Meraglim, the one who goes to Chevin, not Yeshua, not the other 10 guys, Dafke Kolei, because he went to visit Avraham Avinu, was Rebbe. Great. Yeah? Therefore, the Paul says, Va'avdi kolev eikev asher hoiso ruha cheresimoi, because he had an in the neshama of Eliezer. Shall we have the Abish doesn't play games with Gugud. If the Abish just sent the neshama of Eliezer, Eved Avram, into kolev, both ways they're both called Avod. Eved Avram, here's Avdi Kolev. The only time, except for Moshe Rabbeinu, where someone in Torah is called an Eved, Eved, right? Or there must be a connection between the Shlichus of Eliezer and Kolev. Next question, question number 11. It says a pasuk, Ovei Hayoim El Ayin. Yeah, remember, Rashi and Chazal, Hayom yotzosi, vayim bosi, mikan shekof soli adem. He had kvitzis adem. Then, omer acha, yofes, yichosin, shal avdei ova, yis mitir, what to connect between the two. So it's brought in Avodah Zarah from the Kodesh of Magid, b'shem Yibam Shem Tov, famous word, mikan shekof soli aderech. If you want to know the shame, if you ever in a traffic jam, or just on Singleton Road, so, if you ever want to know how to get out, pick kvitzis aderech, or whatever, it's in this pasuk. Because the pasuk says, "Va'ovoi hayoyim el ha'ayin." So the shame of Kvitas Aderach for all those Kabbalists who will know is Aleph Kei Vav Kei, which Rosh Hashanah is Esa Shemayim the Esa Oretz. It's the shame of Daf. We can talk about it now. Hello. That is Mikan. Here in this pasuk is the remez of Kvitas Aderach. Hello, you with me? Yeah? And therefore the pasuk says, where is it merumis in the Torah? Because it said in the pasuk, Vashbiacha Bashem, Elokei Hashamayim Velokei Haaretz, which is Rashi Tevis, Aluf Kei Vav Kei. And therefore it says that as it went, V'chol, what's the gematria of Aluf Kei Vav Kei? One gematria is it only. Sorry. 17. What else is 17? Toiv. V'chol Tuv Adoyna B'yodoy. He went with the shame of Peter Sardel. Give Vald. Except I got one. I'm a simple guy. So the shame is Aluf Kei Vav Kei, Esa Shemayim Ves Horts. How is it Merumas in the Pasuk? Vav Va'ovei Hayoim Elayim. Backwards. The Kei Horets before the Kei. Why?
Back.
One more question, just to drive you completely off the rails. Right? The end of the Parsha, right? Yitzchak is coming from Be'er L'chayru, right? Yeah, hello. Is Yerushim Eretz Hanif. Mitnamol Eliezer is bringing the Kala Rivka, right? Vatisa Rivka Eseineo, Vateira is Yitzchak. It's a great shidduch here. It's like, you know, first time the potential Kala, prospective Kala meets the Chosen. Vatipo Me'alago. That's great, you know, a little romantic. She first thing, her reaction is she falls off the camel. What's she falling off camels for? Hello? So everyone knows Chazal. How old was Yitzchak by the Akedah? Just derech agav.
37.
He was 37. How old was he when he got married?
40.
40. Where was he for the 3 years between 37 and 40? There's 2 days, to be fair. There's 2 days of Chazal. One says, Yidah Ramavinu, Zidim Alok HaSharis, brought him to the Besmedr Shein Vayver. By the way, a raya that a chosin before he gets married, you gotta sit and learn properly. Or alternatively, there's a Kabbalistic trap in Galamukha Springs. The Malachim took him to Gan Eden for three. For 3 years, you gotta be secluded in Gan Eden before you really get married. It's good Musaraf for Chazal. Hello? Yeah? That makes sense, says Galamukha. When it came to the Hesped of Sorah, Vayavai Avram, Lisbeth, where was Yitzchak? A Ben Yochim, miraculously born at her age 90. Hello? Why did he give a Hesped? You know, today I wrote the 3,000 Hesped of Rabbi Levi. Where was Yitzchak Hesped? He was a Ganei, he wasn't there. This answers many, many other questions, but incoming. I'm not going to go any more. One simple question, there's a revolt. Pirish revolt, and by Jesus, Allah tell you. This is a mirror that you think everyone quotes. Why did Rivka fall off the camel? Because now Yitzchak is coming back down to planet Earth to from Gan Eden to meet the Kala. Hello? Yeah? When he came down, he came upside down. Head first, feet in the air. Have you ever seen people come down, descend from Gan Eden? In your, no, yeah, okay. You're modest, right? If you would see, if you're driving on a cab, on a cab, and you see a guy descending from Gan Eden, head first, full of like the ziv, like the hadar, the glory of Gan Eden. Right, by the way, Derech Agav, this reminds me. Melmuku says, when Yankiv Avinu comes in to get the brachas from Yitzchak, hello? So it says, Vayorach is Reach Begodo. What is Rashi Taich? How, if you would smell the Reach Gan Eden, would you know it's Reach Gan Eden? How would you know? How would you know what Gan Eden smells like? Because it says, well, look, he was there. He knew what Gehenna smells like, right? Why in the world is he coming upside down from Gehenna? Very good. Okay, you're not far off. Okay, very good. Okay, well, hold yours.
Abel Oiv also brings up upside down.
Huh?
Abel Oiv brings up upside down.
A what?
Abel Oiv brings up upside down.
I'm not talking about. I'm talking about possibly. You hear my questions? To answer these 12 questions, let me just ask you. I'm a simple guy. Possibly. Vashem Berech Hasavram. The obvious question. Rashi that I call is Gematria Ben. And every time I say a gematria, everyone goes crazy. Like, why do you need a gematria if that's trapped in the Pesach? Do you not know that he had a son called Yitzchak? Hello, we've had 100 times. Yitzchak gave birth, was given birth from Avraham. I need a gematria to prove it. How would you learn Pshat Simon? Lulei Rashi. Vashem Berech from Bakol, he was blessed with everything. He had geld, he had real estate, he had, look at the Dach. So the puppet Rav in Vayechi Yosef asks a simple question. By Avram Avin, the geld spielt a role. The nechosin, on the contrary, the more marber nechosin, marber daigeg, all the tildes, etc. What's going on by Hashem Berech as Avram? Back up. Now, Pshat is, he says this, the avoid of Avram Avinu was to take in Yonei Olam Hazeh, and to sanctify it, to maktish it, to make it a chelek from Yidruchnis. Pshat is, Avram Avinu says, Mital Yez, Hashem Alikei HaShemayim, Ashokachani Beis Ovi, right? When he came from Choron, Rashi says, it was Hashem Alikei HaShemayim. And now, Kei HaShemayim Velikei Aret, as he said previously. Because now, he got to be Pi'abrit. Now, all of a sudden, the Hebrew is popular. Everyone's speaking about the Hebrew. Because Avram was Zon and Mepharnes, even Be'amun, the people Be'amun. He was Megayir Geirim, etc., etc. Which practice is a famous classical Hakdoma from the Chum Sofer. The Hakdoma to Shat and Chubis in Yerideya. It's a murder to go on. Were there no tzaddikim before Avram? Chanoich. No, all the tzaddikim before. Chanoich, it says, Vayithale Chanoich, it's like Kim, Vaynenu. It says, he became Malach Matat. A malach in heaven. The izdachachus, the purification, the sublimination, the elevation of Chanoich was greater than Avram. Why? Because Avram was busy with people. He wasn't misbuided in a forest somewhere, whatever. He was involved with people, with their problems, begashmis, berochnis, etc., etc. So he didn't have the time to elevate himself, like everyone else. But the end of the day, that is tachlis bria so'ilam, as is brought in being a l'itir. I've said this like 1,000 times. Pasuk says, im lamadet ha-teir harbe, al tatsi peivel atzmoch. Don't keep the good, the teir for yourself. Ki l'chach nitzarte the whole ched. The cheshvin of the Eberh to creating a world is what? To megayer geirin, to spread emunah and achdus Hashem throughout the world. That is why you were created. The famous Sofer, he writes it there, in Nagdamah Deir Day, he writes it in Parshat Yisovei, Teres Moshe. He says, the Pasuk is, Vayisir Hashem Lekecha, Beprivit, what's that? A person, the famous letter of the Ram, classical letter, the Ram writes to his son, Rabbeinu Avram, that this world is a world of Sheker, and the Ram, Tuli HaNefesh, a person is a, Asher me, fortunate is the person who lives his life, fulfills the Shrichos, and Gemayin, and at a young age, your neshama goes back to where it came from, and you can sit there in bliss in the light and get it. Says the Sofer, so why are we? Because sometimes the Eibishter keeps the neshama in this world, even though it reached its shlemus and tachlis. Why? Because the kinder, the einiklach, the tamidim, or kolbanim, they still need you. So that's what the Medrash says. What I'm saying now is not my own. Right? I've never said an original word in my life. The Vina Rav in the Sefer Ezer Yehudis, but Riches Niflo on this. Therefore, Avram Zokin says the Medrash Akeres Teferes Seva. What is the crown of old age? The Derab Stoker Timotzi. When a person does Stoker, not only Begashnis but Iker Beruchnis, right? Therefore, he reaches Zikna. In other words, just like which is more valuable when a person gives. Tzedakah, when they're young or they're old?
Young.
No, actually when you're old. When you're young, you're earning. So you have a constant, you're growing, you're making money, so you're employed. When you're old, I know there's a lot of times people who are generous people, they get old, finished, come on. They get pension as kadofas, right? They have money in the bank, but they're scared, like, I'll live, whatever, who knows if I'll deplete all my funds. Much harder. Al-Darav Sen Ruchnis says, sorry for others, a person is busy, you help people, you learn with people, whatever. Or where a person comes to old age, and the person makes a cheshvin, mosay esag amalechi levesi, korva kitzi, I'm going to have to give a din cheshvin, so I better fix up myself. I can't deal with you, I got my own, I got to meet my maker soon. So the tzedakah that a person gives, beruchnis, and reaching out to people in old age, is even more valuable. And that's pshat, says the Vinerov. But the Medrash said, you have your fusum, they odom. Famous Gemara in Psachim Dafnun. Rova, Rami, one pasuk says, Ki gadol ad shomayim chazdecha. The other pasuk in Tillim says, Yol, mi'al shomayim chazdecha. Kan, go'isul lishma. If it's lishma, it's mi'al shomayim. If it's not lishma, then it's ad shomayim, v'le ad b'chal. Because a person who's a yid, lishma, for the sake of the Eidusher, his kavana is to give nachas ruach to the Bashef. So the main afkamin, if he's doing the mitzvah, if he's ma'asa, the other person do the mitzvah, the ikar is the Eidusher shall have the nachas. Right? So then you reach a level, right, where your schar is eternal. Because you're getting reward not only for what you do, you could affect hundreds of... I'll tell you a story. I don't know why I'm telling you this. A few years ago, I had a chasna. My shvugger's daughter was getting married in Florida. So I went. When I was there, I met a yidid nefesh of mine, who was an uncle from the chasna side. And we met the first time in like ages. He's a shliach and a rav in São Paulo, Brazil. So he says to me, Yossi, you're not going to believe this. You remember when we were bachur? I was a chasna then. And... We were working in a camp back in the summer for a month in Antwerp, and then we went to the shlichas in Germany, finding Eden, Krochen Eden, all places. Anyway, we did a whole shlichas place to place, city to city. At the end, we had, the day before we were supposed to leave, we had one last meeting in a Jewish summer camp in the Schwarzwald, the Black Forest in Germany. I don't know why I'm telling you this. And we had, where were we going to stay overnight? We went to Basel, we spoke to the Rav and the Kielu, all over. And the more, we spent the whole night schmoozing for bringing with people. In the morning, I didn't drive in those days. So my friend, we rented a car in Antwerp, we drove to Germany, and we're going to this Black Forest place, this camp. And my friend was driving, and we were up a whole night, he fell asleep at the wheel. And he went through a red light. A bus was coming, and it was speeding, and it went through whatever. And the two vehicles kissed. We both fell out of our seatbelts, fell to the floor. And I got Yossel, and he said, Yossel, we're alive, a miracle. Anyway, the police came and they gave a fine to us. Only in Jekyllland could they three months later in Yeshiva, we get a letter the German police from German police. They overcharged us. They gave us back half the fine. My anyway, so we're stuck in LA in the middle of nowhere, over the border in Germany. We managed to get a hitch back to Basel. We're standing there in the train station. We're standing in the train station, and we get. We're waiting for the train. That's 8 hours in the middle of nowhere. Anyway, eventually we get on the train. And in Europe, in the continent, those are 40 years ago, over 40 years ago, there's like compartments. So I sit with my friend, sitting in schmoozing, learning, whatever. A guy comes in with like a student, you know, with a backpack and a ponytail, whatever. Could he join us? I don't own the train, right? It's just down. Anyway, comes the morning. From Basel till Antwerp, we whip out our tefillin and we daven. This guy is looking at us or whatever, and he says to us, "You know, I'm Jewish. After we finish davening, my mother's Jewish, my grandmother's Jewish, but I don't know anything about what are these boxes that you wear." So we explain tefillin. He never had a bar mitzvah. We tell him, "No, he never had a bar mitzvah. Okay, he's Jewish. You want to put on tefillin? Yeah, you put on tefillin. We say Shema Yisrael." And the whole way, the hours, back to Antwerp, we're talking to him about Yiddish. We part from him in Antwerp, very friendly. And he finished, end of the story. my son, my friend Yossel Shulker from San Paolo, he tells me 3 nights ago it was Chayel Hashem Tuz Yom HaLevis. So I have a friend who has a shul, a Chabad house somewhere in a different district in San Paolo. He said, "I'm not feeling well. Would you come and Fabring and speak to my Olam, because I was supposed to speak and I'm not well." Yossel goes. And he's speaking about Ashkocha Protz, everything that happens, life, Hashem taught us Ashkocha Protz. So for some reason, this funny little story comes to his mind. So my friend Yossel says, who knows, everything Ashkocha Protz is maybe the whole reason we got into a crash, a miracle, because the car was like an accordion, you know, little Ford, whatever it was. It was only to meet this yin on the train and to put on tefillin one time in his life. I had to go up. Suddenly this guy stands up and he starts crying and says, "You don't recognize me. I'm the president of the shul. And my first exposure to Yiddishkeit was on that train when you put on film with me." Today he's a frum guy with a family and a whole whatever. His first, I would have never known this story except 3 days later, punkt, I was Uncle Mitzara Khaled, he was Uncle Mitzara Khalsen, we met in Florida. And he told me the story. I would have never known the ending of the story. Put in film once for the guy. The point is, there is nothing greater. I always quote the Mashdam in the whole price of Rabbi Ben Yoir, the kids, and the Jesus, the heroes, the rulers, the kids, until you come to Kedusha Targum, until you come to Tchias Amazim. Says the Mashdam, Tchias Amazim is one of the only one of three things the Mafteach isn't given to man. Says Mashdam, one of the Achreini, Rishonim, or Rishon Achreinim, whatever generation or two before the Bez Yosef. Chiyas HaMeisim means you take a person of the Chinas, Rishonim, Bechayim, Kriyim, Meisim, and you bring him Yiddishkeit. That is Chiyas HaMeisim, which is higher than any other mile you have in the Bryce of Bezos. Anyway, that was the Avoida of Avram Avin. And therefore, that Avoida is Yafyafisa Bel Yoinim, and Tachtoinim, etc., etc. And that's pshat, the Vina Rav Taich is that Avram Avin, the Gemara says, Baba Basra, had a, what do you call it again, a pearl on his savor, right? A margolia, the tavori, and anyone who's choyla, looked at it, what do you mean savori? That's where you speak from. Avram Avin, who gave droshes, me caravel, if omeg, but zvar me yitzin, choytin lavas eish, and from that, anyone who was choyla, beruchnias, was able to machin lo yitzin. And that shot, the Cheshik Shlomo, the son of the McDonald's Eliezer, a grandson of the Kol Aryeh, he says that's pshat. Shesulim beveis Hashem. The neshama is its mocker is what beis Hashem in Gan Eden. The chatzri is the keni yafichu. But where is it? The flower. Where does it? Where's the pereach? Yafichu midrash b'nifel. He caused others dafka in this world. And it was called the chatzur of the beis Hashem. And there, through that, the Abishah gives you extra geshikti years, right? That's why he says there's a Ramban. Sometimes it says Yomov or Yomecha. Sometimes it says Yomim Stav. So the Ramban says a klal when it says Mispar Yomecha Amal. Why you Yomov may have asked, right? That refers to the year, the normal derachativistic years that were a portion to you. Yomim stam means a life, years that are not yours. That is the Abish to give you a matana because by Avram it says Avram Zochen ba Yomim, not Yomov. He got extra years. Why? Because he was involved with people. And therefore the Cheshik Shlomo, everyone said the same word, the Mashag. And the Sefer Zov Shvo. There's a vote. What you do, the Chavis HaLevavos, the Chavis HaLevavos famous in the rule, if you live 150 years, you can never really pay back the Rabbeinu Shalom for the gift of life. Life itself is infinite value. You can never, whatever Avodas Hashem you're engaged in is never sufficient. Hence, the principle is Char Mitzvah by Alma. Masha Enkin, if you do something towards reaching out beyond yourself, which that is a nitzchi, because after you're dead, it's still continuing on for day and days. That is, on that you say, schar mitzvah bayam. On that you don't say, the pasuk, The reason why we hold generally Tcharnitz and Amaleka is because Miyakti Mane Vashal. Or for that, you reach out to others as Tchar Mitzvah in this world. And the Mashiach got the whole Arichas Mitzvah. That's Pshat, the Tzak of a Rebbe, different at all, it's a Meritik of Vort. That's what the Medrash says, Vavram Zokim Bo Bayom, Hashem Rasa Bakol, says the Medrash, right, Bakol, Loma, why? Ki Echad, Avram was Echad, what's an Echad? So he says Azoy. What does echad mean? If you have two apples, you don't have echad. They're two separate things. If you cut an apple in half, there's like two pieces. But if you have, in Ruchni, if you have, let's say, give the moshe. Some people, when they see the king, they remove their hat as a sign of respect. Some people, dafka. If you have two different medinas with two different customs, and they're both in the presence of the king, and each citizen shows the king respect, kidarkui. Right? But their kavona, their mashovah, to give honor to the king, even though they're two different ways, but they're all for the same king, that's called echad. So why does the Eibishter, how do you reach out to people? How is there achdus? Because there's achdus within the person in himself. The Eibishter created a guf, and the Eibishter created a nesham. Guf, guful fresen, guful parking, guful whatever. Yeah? And the neshama is Ayrachayim L'mayl, right? But the purpose of life is that even the goof should be Motzos HaShlevavoy, plural. Yetzer Toiv, Yetzer Hara. You find this with Parsha. Bas Kufke, Bas Yichay Yisori, Yidei Hashem, you make Tmimim, and Achlos V'Olam Yeh. When a person is Tomim, you're whole, you're Echad, that's why the Pasuk in Meshabeach Sara, Bas Kufke, Bas Chof. You care about physical beauty. Pshat is when a person mahapich the chumer into tzura and the neshama. So what happens? Even the physical, the bilui, the decay of the physical doesn't apply. That's the mind of the tmimus of sora of the echad hayav ram, etc. etc. And he says it's not the vort. He says from Sforim. Imres Hashem. It says the pasuk Chachmas Hamiskein Bezuyim. The Tzaddik is married to Ketari. This brings from Tzaddikim. The Chachma of a Miskein, a Nebuch, a poor man, is Bezuyim. People don't take him seriously. Why? He gives a drasha Chitzel Amos Eish. People say, oh, he's a Derish Dovin. I get to go to drasha because he wants to get paid. Right? So people don't take him seriously. But if the guy is independently wealthy and he's for tzaddik, everyone, oh, he's not doing it for the money, he's doing it. The chachas miskein bezuyah. Therefore, when a person, he says, is reaching out to other people, by Shmuel it says, Uchuvose aramosok yisham beisir. The Gemara says in Brachas, everywhere that Shmuel and Avi went, he went with the whole, where he take his house with him. Because he wanted to show a chav gilt. Right? I'm a wealthy person, right? And therefore they'll take him seriously. And therefore the famous pshat in the Yisroch Moshe, Meritik pshat, I've never mentioned this many times. It says, the Gemara says, Kol mezakeh sarabim, ein chet ba'al yodim. Person mezakeh sarabim, there's no chet, there's no chisorn. Not pegash, not peruchis, and not pegashmos. A person could say, you know, who has time to deal with other people? I gotta learn my own dafyim, my balvi, and yushalmi, and I gotta learn whatever. So the pasuk it says the mezakeh ain chet. There's no chisorn. But the Eibishter, the Gemara says, mitoch shesidim heim, yishgir say yishalmi and brachas, toirasa misparechas. The Eibishter gives you extra chafa. And who are then begashmius? We said by mezakeh sarabim the schar mitzvah by alma, and therefore the Eibishter gives you brachas in this world. And that's a lot more to say. But okay, now let's go back to the midrashim, which are difficult. Says the Paparov, right? The Nosek Shetner says, come out the same thing, right? What was the Lashon of the Medrash? Rabbi Baba Yom Tilandeinu Rabbeinu, a person is going on the way, he's on the Chamoyer, and he's busy, right? So what should you do, Yehuds? Forget about the Gelt, forget about the Chamoyer, all the whatever, and David. But L'davinenu, he says, is lav kol moichel sovel. That a person should daven and forget all about velt and all his drach, his gashmi tikkat tzrachim, he needs shirach for his daughter, he needs a refuah. Very hard. So therefore, what should you do? You have in this month. The pnimi, the essence of your davening, should be about rochni, about the ebishter, about kavod hashkina, whatever. What if you can't reach that? So you're on your chamur, you can't totally devoid. You have in its libe, you can make a kodesh hakodoshim. Think that through the gashmis, you could use that as a keli, which is the whole avoida of Avraham Avinu. Okay? That's in the tachum. Now, we said before, the Medrash says, Vashem Beirach as Avram Bakol, which refers to Eliezer, HaMishel, the Cholah Sholoi. And that's connected. And if the Mechaveir, Alipata Ella, Mitovarol. The Barn of Aron, Chamratov, many foreigners speak about this. I can't remember once before. So horrific. Dvar Halacha, what's the middle letter? Mitoich Dvar Halacha. What's the middle letter of Dvar?
Face.
Halacha, what's the middle letters of? Halacha? Lamed and Chav. Put it together, what word you got? Bakol. And by the way, that's why when we speak, I said before, Eliezer was Nisgalgal and whom?
Kolev.
Kolev, how do you spell Kolev? Chof, Lamed, Beis. The same letters as Bakol. Again, if you look in the Medrash Rabbah, in the beginning of Parsha Shlach, it's matzlik, the b'shvach of a shliach ha'oifus l'kusim. Who is the example of a shliach?
Eliezer.
He sent on a shlichus, and initially, as the Kosker said, somewhere in Omkei Nishmosi, he has a pniyah, he has a personal interest here. He has a daughter, he has a son, his rebbe, like, and initially he was unaware of it. Ulay, leisay vishul. But when he came to Lovan and he made a cheshbon anefesh, he's on the shlichus. Now he saw somewhere bedakush, there's a negiyah, right? Which is like the worst thing. Now he says Eli. But when he put aside his own personal negiyah to go to mesiras nefesh to do the shlichus of Avraham Avinu, now he went out. He called Or, and he became Rehoboam. Dafka through this Mesiras Nefesh. What's that? That's connected to Bakol. What does Bakol mean? I could pick you out, Bakol means like Yisrael, but simply in Pshat, Bakol means a person is Ibergeben, saying is Avoida Ruchnis, saying is Avoida Gashmis, Bechol Kilosh and Apostle Kimishle, or Shulchan Aruch and Rishlam and Aleph, Bechol Drachecha. Who are the good Moravi? Kolev, which is Bakol. What about Yeshua? Another gematria of you. The gematria of Yeshua is 391, which is a gematria of Bechol Drach Echadayu. Just, right? That's Mituich Dvar Halach. Right? When Nachtif was foreign, I should say, the word which is Biyusoy from the Shuntuch, the Satan Rebbe is his father. The Gemara says in Brachos, Hayot Eloderach. What do you do? He molech bekoinim. Take permission, like whatever, he molech bekoinim. The Satan Rebbe's father says a murder to give up. By the way, what is the Dvar Halacha we said before?
Yochid
Rabbah. What is it? Who is the Yochid in this world? Who is the Rabbin? The Kal Yisrael, the Rabbin. Ober Yochid v'Rabbin Halacha k'Rabbin. Shat is, if a Yid has Yerushalayim, Tzaddik, Moshel, B'Yiras, Alikim, the famous prayer I've said 100 times from the Beis Malachim, Moshel, the Gevor, the Eivishter has Moshel, he Moshel Shemayim Aleichem, the Eivishter doesn't, when a person has Yerushalayim, then not only is Tzaddik Goyzer, but Rosh Mekayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Goyzer, Gzeiru, Tzaddik Mevat. Because the Eivishter has Moshel Shemayim, has Moshel, to go against the word of a Tzaddik. That's Yochid V'Rabim, when a person is totally Ibrigam, Bakol, in everything that he does, he gives Nachas Ruach and Bacha Yafir. So whatever he does, that is Machriya. Everything. Now the whole Arichas, but I got no time to elaborate. This answers a billion other Midrashim, etc. Why is this relevant to us? Just derech agav. The word here, just if you want to sum up the theme of Parshas Chayesor. Chayesor is, Eliezer was Yoytzim Nikal or Yoytzim Nikal Bor. If you think about it, that's the whole theme of the parasha. There's a place called Chevron. And Chevron was covered over with clippers, with Bnei Ches, with the Arba Anokim, whatever. And by Yochum, say Ephron, so does Rashi say? She Yochum, be the Hedyet, and Yichnas. The idea of taking something chol, next to Shabbos, whatever it is, Shabbos, that a Yid has the ability to take something which is outside the realm of Kedusha, and to transform it in Kedusha, which is why the reason why Yichud Be'ilah, Shema Yisrael, is alluded to 1,000 times in this whatever. Therefore, it says in Pasuk, Boy, Lovan says, where do we learn that he became Kal Baruch? Boy Baruch Hashem, which is Gimatria Vayapech HaVayalekech Olucho, that he takes negativity and turns it into positive. Which, by the way, what is the Shabbos besides being Shabbos Chodesh Parshas Chayesorah? Shabbos Avorchim Chodesh. By the way, Derech Agav. Chal Yisrael, I said over the last every week since in Eitz Torah. Yeah, we're fighting with Yishmol. What's the mazel of Yishmol? Vehi Reiver, Kashos, an arrow. What's the mazel of Kislev? Kashos. Hello? With me? What are you doing, Chanukah? I can talk about Barichas, but I ain't coming. Okay. By the way, mazel Kislev Kashos, Gimachia Ruchos Shemelech HaMashiach, if you want to know. Or Chod Meshaltzin is Gimachia Lamed Vav Neiris Chanukah. Right? Or Chodesh Kislev is Gimachia Yiyah Avaya Chodesh Mecha. You take the choshech, the darkness, the outside, the Rizalabim, and you turn it into the malchus of the Abish. You transform darkness and negativity into something of light. Therefore, boy, Baruch Hashem is Gimachia Mitzvah, which is the central theme of Hanukkah to Vayokum Sefer. And one could talk about it, but that is the same. When a person is with, I always say, the Satan Rebbe used to say, Yochid V'Rab Malocha Gerab. When is Malocha Gerabim? When the Yochid, when the Abishter is with the Rab. The Hainu, when a person is dovuk to do the Rotzon Hashem, then he's not scared of the darkness, he's not scared of the Rabim, he's not scared of all negativity in the world, and that's how Klal Yisrael overcomes all negativity, the Kirkus of Yishmol, and I have no time to elaborate, but the whole, last week I spoke about, if I'm not mistaken here, oh, I didn't tell you the whole fourth of the parsha. Okay. That's why, the whole, oh, yeah. Which is higher, Shemayim or Eretz? Heaven or Earth? Which is more the Hayu? That's what you say. But the Abish doesn't agree with you. Sorry to... There's a classical Arugas HaBoysim. Hello. Plus it says, in Parshas Ekev, right? Hashemayim Ushmei Hashemayim Hashemayim Ushmei Hashemayim HaOretz. Everything is Abish. What's the order here? Pasuk says Hashemayim, Ushmei Hashemayim, the Oretz. Are we going Mimatal Maila or Maila Matal? If you're going Mimatal Maila, if you're Oretz, Shemayim and Shmei Hashemayim. If you're going Mimaila Lamata, then it's Shmei Hashemayim, Shemayim and Oretz. Which is the Tachlis of the world? Shemayim Oretz. Where the Abish don't want to make his dira, the tachtoid. So, in other words, initially it says Bereishis Barley Kim, Esa Shemayim, first comes Shemayim, and then comes Oretz. At the end it says, B'yayim Asoyis Hashem Elikim, Eretz V'Shemayim. The purpose is the dira for the Abish to Dafkin Oretz, Dafkin Gashmi, whatever you do, right? Therefore I said, what was the, go back, the Kodesh Zermagid, Moshem, the whatever, the Bnei Sosso speaks about it, Barichas. The Abderov and Avisol. Where? What does the pasuk say? How do you know the shame of Kitzas Aderach in this week's parsha?
Right,
El Ha'ayin. First comes the Vav K, and then comes the Aleph K. Hello? Because now he comes to realize what is the Tachlis? Tachlis is not the Shemayim, the Tachlis is... That's why the Rivah says, when Yerivka sees Yitzchak, and you're making a Shidduch, you're building Yiddish house, how does he come down and appear to Gan Eden? Upside down. When a person walks, you walk upright, you hope, right? Because you want your head to be Delvok and Shemayim, and but when you're in Gan Eden, remember the story with Yosef, the son of Shubin Levi? In Gid Chalash, dying over there, and the Soif, he got better, and his father said, what did you see there? He said, I saw an upside down world, El Hafuch, El Yainim Lamata, Vetaktainim Lamaila. He says, funny world. Because in this world, you're looking up to heaven. But in Gan Eden, up there, they're looking down here. Because you know, this is where the act, this is where you create Emes and Nachas Ruach to the Bashef. And the Eibush should help, we should walk upright in this world, right? We should realize that we have the ability here to overcome darkness and negativity and Zarabim. And the Eibush helps him.